And this is the sound of revolution. That music's from South Africa and a new movie about the songs that nurtured the struggle for freedom. It's called Amandla, a revolution in four-part harmony. The film, which opens this week in New York, chronicles the role music played in the decades-long battle against apartheid. Jazz trumpeter Hugh Masekela, a South African who spent much of his life in exile, is featured along with other prominent musicians. Masekela recalls that music was almost like oxygen in his homeland, as vital and ever-present as the air that he breathed.
You find yourself singing songs that you don't know when you learned them. You know, it was in the blood. Sometimes you heard a song in the distance somewhere where there was a demonstration, and you were sure that you heard it before. And it was brand new. When you joined the group, you just came in and you started singing.
You in the movie describe how songs were a form of protest and that in the prisons, prisoners would sing as they walked into the gallows, that was another way to show that you cannot crush us. And I was wondering, I wanted to listen to the Robben Island prison singers, and I wanted you to describe this song for us and what it represents.
This song says that you cannot crack the ass of a person who's sitting there in the belief of what they really like are standing for, because their asses are as hard as concrete.
That's the literal translation.
That's it.
When would the prisoners sing a song like this, from cell to cell or in the work camps?
Well, I mean, I was not in the prisons when these songs were composed, but I think on every kind of occasion, on whatever nuance comes into, like, or mood comes into the progress of the day, if somebody is going to the gallows, then the rest of the inmates will sing a song, a farewell song to them. And those songs for every occasion, those songs for when you got whipped, there were songs like if you were dying from being from hemorrhaging because they beat you up so much that you, in other words, the nature of like this of South African traditional life is that there is never a moment painful enough for you to break down on.
One of the songs that became a rallying cry for the freedom struggle outside of South Africa was your song, Bring Back Nelson Mandela. And I understand that the inspiration for that song came from a birthday card that you received.
Yeah, I was living in Botswana in 1983, and I got a birthday card from Paulsmoor Prison from Nelson Mandela. And he knew everything that I was doing, and the name of my wife, the name of my children, and just blew me away with all his words of encouragement. And I was like, well, here's this guy who's in jail wishing me the best, you know, and I'm out here free. And the song just came to me then. Something happened with, like, I think the wave of music that was coming from like the South African struggle became sort of like the key for songs about South Africa all over the world. I mean, by 1985, 86, 87, there was hardly any artist that didn't have a song about social consciousness.
One of the songs that is so closely related to this struggle, in English, the title of the song translates to God Bless Africa. It was an anthem that was sung at the beginning and at the end of the protest meetings. I'd like to listen to the song, and if you could, please translate some of the lyrics for us.
This song just says, God bless Africa, may its glory be heightened. Listen to our prayer, God bless Africa.
Is that one of the reasons why they weren't able to ban this song?
Because it's a hymn. I mean, this song just says, come Holy Spirit, come and bless this continent. So, I mean, what is there to ban there?
So it wasn't the words, it was the feeling behind those words. You can almost hear the hopes.
The sound.
And the dreams of an entire people.
Yeah, the sound. When you're a policeman standing at a rally and 50,000 people sing this song, it's like a wave, especially because everybody sings. They sing it in harmonies. It's like one of the policemen says in like the movie Amanda, when we heard that sound, we got scared.
Yemesikela, thank you for joining us.
It was my pleasure.
The film, Amandla, a revolution in four-part harmony, is now playing in New York City. It will open soon in other cities around the country. The music can be found on a CD of the same name.